Good afternoon. No, I don't think Beckham hurt himself. He was sore this morning after what you people saw it before I even did. I didn't even realize he had, because the last play, one of the last plays of practice yesterday, he caught a pass and ran down the sideline. He looked pretty darn good. But he evidently was sore this morning, and they don't feel like it's a re-injury, but they're going to continue to be cautious if that's what it takes, and hopefully we'll, they're saying no setback. That's kind of where we are on it. But I don't, other than that, I have nothing for you.
Is he sore in the hamstring?
I have nothing else for you. What more can I say? Is he sore in the hamstring?
I mean,
where do you think he's sore
places?
In?
Could
be his cheek, maybe. I think it's the injury that he's sore. Whether or not and what contributed to it, I really don't know.
Does this rule him out Friday?
Yes, yeah. Well, that's the carded part of the practice. There was probably half the practice was carded. And as you move closer to the regular season, this being a normal third, you know, game, that would be the game that you would card up and try to spend a little bit more time on the opponent rather than just, you know, what you're doing, advancing your team with your own installations. Now it becomes a little bit more specific. Not like the regular season, but a little bit. They do? Really? Yes, they do.
With all the time that Beckham has in his team, do you feel like it will take him longer to integrate into this offense?
Well, he's been in every meeting. He knows the offense and he knows the terminology. You know, the stamina, the endurance part, and all of those kind of things, it's all going to have to be accomplished, yeah.
Tom, I know McLean's sort of keeping that seat warm in the middle, but how has he looked?
He's a veteran linebacker that knows how to play the game, and he's been solid.
Does he need to get more looks as you go further on the outside that he can slide out there?
You got to take care of what you got first. You know, when it comes time, he'll be fine with that. What's that now? I use nervous? Well, we're a work in progress, just like I say every week. We're a work in progress. Last week, obviously, in one regard, was not very good. But on the other hand, what the second and third group did when they went in the game was historic, to be honest with you. So the ones have got to get going on both sides of the ball.
What did Ryan show you in that fourth quarter of the league?
He was gutsy. He was competitive. He hung in there. He gave us a little bit of... As I said the other day, and again I'm repeating other questions, he moved a little bit in the pocket, which is something that normally is not associated with us. And so the threat of him coming out of there, I think, helped us. And then when he did step up in the pocket, he made some nice plays down the field.
You're working with a lot of different offensive line combos this last couple of weeks. Jeff Schwartz played on the right side in Kansas City. Is that something you would consider doing here, or are you kind of – want to keep him on that side and keep him sort of in the same spot?
We would consider him to play any spot. You know, that there's no restrictions on what a guy can do. The combinations haven't reached out to that for him, but if he had to go over there and play over there, I'm sure he could.
Today was the first time we saw Q at left tackle. Was that just a product of necessity?
Same kind of thing we're doing. They're all playing pretty much everywhere. You know, you guys usually see everything. Who was the right tackle?
Mosley
was the right tackle when that happened. So you always attempt to be created, flexible. As many people as you can have to be centers. You never know about that either. So, yeah.
Tom, is it going to be difficult making the decision with the kicker?
Well, I hope so.
I hope it is. Consistent.
Both are strong-legged. You know, both have done a nice job in preseason, whatever you've asked them to do. So, yeah, I hope it is a tough one.
You've had some wide receivers, a lot of wide receivers, a bunch of guys that came, you know, that we didn't think of at first maybe that have impressed here in camp. How do you stand on the possibility of keeping six, and where have you done that in the past very often, and would you like to try and avoid that if you could, or
not necessarily? If they're evaluated as being solid people that can make the club, then perhaps you have to make an adjustment someplace else. But are we against keeping six? No, it's been done before.
Anything else? All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Coach.